I've been spending some time this week looking over comments made by listeners when they make their pledges at WHQR.org. I thought I'd show you a sample. Eldon of Myrtle Beach wrote, "I enjoy the music offerings and the educated radio personalities I encounter, no matter the time of day. Even car talk is a welcome change from the idiotic chatter that clutters most every other option on the air." Christopher of Leland wrote, "Life would be more difficult and dark without the excellent news reports and guest interviews we've come to rely on from all the NPR stations we've had the pleasure to support, from Philly to Corning, New York to Erie, Pennsylvania, and in between over the years." Doug of Wilmington wrote, "I missed the second hour of Talk of the Nation. I have two NPR stations on my Sirius radio in my car, so I listen to quite a few shows that way. I'm completely over car talk at this point. I can't imagine a reason to listen to reruns of that show." Dave of Wilmington wrote, "Really enjoy the news and feature programs and the 1 to 2 p.m. music. I sometimes wish there were more sports, especially local and state." Margaret of Wilmington wrote, "Great programming and getting better with few exceptions. I'd rather go back to 2 hours of Talk of the Nation versus the Diane Rehm Show, which seems controversial among your listeners. I didn't know conservatives even listened to NPR. But more importantly, please see what you can do about adding Stardate. It's a great minute of information about our night skies, easily enjoyed by the pleasant weather in our area. Every other place I've lived in has had it on their NPR station, and I miss it greatly." Joshua of Wilmington wrote, "I've always loved the program selection and the lineup from WHQR. Although satellite radio is now the preferred in-car signal received, our public radio is by far better than the non-terrestrial channels offered." Laura of Wrightsville Beach wrote, "As WHQR is public radio, I object to taxpayers' money being used for political programs such as Diane Rehm's. Otherwise, it is definitely my favorite spot on the dial." Ephraim of Wilmington wrote, "My wife and I left upstate New York to move south in November 2012, and WHQR was a big reason that we chose Wilmington." Shannon of Wilmington wrote, "WHQR keeps me informed and entertained, and the variety of programming is absolutely perfect for me. The humor of Wait, Wait! And Car Talk, the news and Talk of the Nation and All Things Considered, and the glorious music of The Met and American Songbook and Jamila's program. I personally cannot thank you enough." Sally wrote, "I learned so much from Diane Rehm. That program is my most valued among all of NPR's excellent news programs that you carry. Thank you for providing multiple credible perspectives on the tough issues facing the nation and the world." Tom from Southport wrote, "The more classical music, the better." Justin wrote, "WHQR is part of my daily life. If I had my rathers, I'd truncate the mid-morning classical and offer more news and opinion programs. However, I am very pleased with WHQR's offerings regardless. Keep up the good work." Ermelia of Hampstead wrote, "I just moved across the country from San Diego, California. Listening to public radio on KPBS was a regular part of my day. I'm so glad to have found public broadcasting in my new hometown. WHQR is the best way to get information on local events." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can always leave a message via email to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.